Welcome to Hope Is Here, bringing hope to those struggling with life's difficult situations.
Welcome to Hope Is Here. My name is Greg Horn. We are talking about the gift of peace. We are camping out in John chapter 14, verses 25 through 31. And Jesus was talking and he said, I'm telling you these things now while I'm still with you. But when the Father sends the Advocate as my representative, that is the Holy Spirit, he will teach you everything and will remind you of everything I have told you. I am leaving you with a gift, peace of mind and heart. And the peace I give is a gift the world cannot give. So don't be troubled or afraid. Remember what I told you. I'm going away, but I will come back to you again. If you really love me, you would be happy that I'm going to the Father who is greater than I am. I have told you these things before they happen so that when they do happen, you will believe. I don't have much more time to talk to you because the ruler of this world approaches. He has no power over me, but I will do what the Father requires of me so that the world will know that I love the Father. Come, let's go. And I started sharing yesterday about how we can receive that gift of peace that Jesus wants to so freely give. And we're spelling out the word gift so we can remember just four simple things to kind of help us receive and maintain peace in our lives on a daily basis. And yesterday, the letter G, we started out with, go back and remember what Jesus said. Go back and remember what Jesus said. Jesus talked to you about reminding us about the Advocate, the Holy Spirit. And if you missed yesterday's program, I want to encourage you to check it out at our website, hopeishere.today, and catch that 14-minute program. But also, you can go and sign up. Go to iTunes or Podbean and sign up for the app there. Just type in Hope Is Here on iTunes or the Podbean app, and they'll automatically get sent out to you each day after they've aired on the radio, and you can listen at your convenience. But, you know, I know one of the things that sometimes we don't have peace with the helper, as Jesus called the Holy Spirit, because we just try to carry the load ourselves. And I'm going to remind you, you don't have to do that. And I also want to remind you, that I know as a follower of Jesus, sometimes that really takes a lot of maturity to start talking and relying on the Holy Spirit to help you. And I heard a quote by Rick Warren. He said, when you start the Christian life, you're probably not very good at being led by the Spirit. You don't know his voice. But as your relationship with the Lord grows, you will start to recognize his voice and know where he is leading you. So it takes time to do that, but you will start to recognize his voice, and he will show you things. I can remember my brother Darren was interviewing for a job at Western Kentucky University, and I started praying that night before he left to fly from Marquette to go to Western Kentucky University for his interview, and I was on my knees praying in my bed, and I just saw a vision of a red towel. I thought, well, that's kind of strange, but I also know that West Kentucky University, their all-time winningest coach, Ed Diddle, was like the Adolph Rupp of UK basketball, was Ed Diddle, West Kentucky University basketball. He used to always have a red towel. He'd carry it over his shoulder or have it in his hand just to kind of something to help him when he was nervous or, with white sweat off his brow. And so as I kept praying for Darren to have wisdom and peace and favor, I just couldn't get that red towel out of my mind. So I was like, okay, Lord, you must be speaking to me, the Holy Spirit. So the next morning I called him because it was late at night and I didn't want to call early. I left a voicemail before he flew out. I didn't know if he got it, but this was before texting existed back in 2003. And so he wound up calling me after the interview and said he took the red towel and just said he used that to close out his interview because even though he was the youngest candidate out of the people they were interviewing, he said nobody knows more about the tradition of Western Kentucky University basketball than me as a former player and the history and the red towel. And so I'm glad I listened to the Holy Spirit. And he said, my brother said, gave him a lot of peace as he went into that interview with that. Second thing on how to keep peace in our lives on a daily basis is that internal is where peace comes from, not external circumstances. Internal is where peace comes from and not external circumstances. John chapter 14, Jesus said, I'm leaving you with a gift, peace of mind and heart, and the peace I give is a gift the world cannot give, so don't be troubled or afraid. And I know that I've been guilty of the past in my life that thinking, well, you know, when I have X amount of money, I'll be okay, or if I'm married, or if I have kids, or, you know, when this happens, then I will have peace and I'll be happy. And friends, don't be fooled by that. Peace comes from internal in your heart, not from your external circumstances. Max Lucado, one of my favorite authors, says, focus on the giants in your life and you stumble. Focus on God and your giants tumble. Mark Batterson says, if you seek answers, you won't find them. But if you seek God, the answers will find you. If you don't have peace right now because you've got some answers to prayer you need, I just want to encourage you, instead of worrying about them and talking them into the ground with other people and things, just seek God, and He'll give you the answers. David Jeremiah says, kids today learn a lot about getting to the moon, but very little about getting to heaven. And, you know, we recently celebrated Mother's Day, and I remind all those moms and dads and those grandparents, uncles, aunts, that, man, we just got to make sure. I mean, kids can learn so much online now, but we've got to keep reminding them about Jesus in heaven. And I know they may not act like they're listening or think it's that important, but I promise you that you're planting seeds, and encourage you to tell your kids and your grandkids that they are blessed and that they are loved, and know that the Lord is working, and that those seeds that you're planting really matter, and that we all, even as adults, need to remember it as a child of God, that we are blessed and that we are loved. The letter F stands for future problems will happen, but we can still have peace. And John chapter 14, verse 29 says, Jesus said, I have told you these things before they happen, so that when they do happen, you will still believe. And I think sometimes we think, well, I can't have peace because, you know, in the future, I mean, this could happen. And, you know, you're right. Sometimes it does happen. But just through research and listening to so many messages over the year, did you know that really about 80% of the things that we worry about, they don't even happen? They really don't. And, I mean, to think about 80%. I mean, if I gave you $10 and I'm like, you know, you're going to be able to keep 8 of those all the time, and only 2 of those things might happen, and usually research shows even maybe only 1 out of that, so like less than 10% I've read recently, and yet it steals our peace because we get worried about the future and concerned. Mark Batterson had a great quote I read recently. It says, there comes a moment when you must quit talking to God about the mountain in your life and start talking to the mountain about your God. You proclaim His power, you proclaim His sovereignty, you affirm His faithfulness, you stand on His word, you cling to His promises. And then Philip Yancey says, I've learned that faith means trusting in advance what will only make sense in reverse. Somebody sent me that quote a long time ago, and man, I've never forgotten that. It's probably been 20 years ago, and I have learned that faith means trusting in advance what will only make sense in reverse. And that's when Romans 8:28 really comes in, that all things work together for those who love the Lord and are called according to His purpose. Not just some things, not most things, but all things. And a lot of times at the time we don't understand that, but I know I've seen God do it in my life over and over again. If you'll rewind the tape of your life, you can see where God has made a way when there seemed to be no way. And even though maybe your prayer wasn't answered specifically the way you thought it would, God answered in a different way. And in my experience, most of the times, it's a better way, isn't it? Another quote by Philip Yancey, who's a great writer. If you're looking for some books to read this summer, I encourage you to get some of his books, Philip Yancey. He says, yet as I read the birth story of Jesus, I cannot help but conclude that though the world may be tilted toward the rich and the powerful, God is tilted toward the underdog. You know, if I'm honest, there are times that I feel like an underdog. But you know what? I love Romans chapter 8, verse 37. It says, we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. And also in Romans chapter 8, it says, if God is for us, who can be against us? And so we need to stand on those promises and realize that we're not an underdog, and that you and God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit, that makes a majority, and that you're not alone, and that you're not outnumbered, and that when the underdog achieves things, we love it. That's why teams always root for the underdogs. You know, they love to see it. That's why people love the Kentucky High School basketball, state basketball tournament. You know, they don't have classes in basketball. It's wide open. And when the teams in the smaller schools get in and, man, make it, everybody gets behind them. I've been at games at Rupp Arena. It's just a beautiful thing. And I think the reason God is tilted toward the underdog, because if you think about, like Philip Yancey said, how Jesus was born, okay? I mean, it was not in a rich, famous place, palace, born in a manger. And when things happen, when our lives as underdogs, then God gets all the credit and not us. All right, we've talked about how do we receive the gift of peace today. One, the letter G, go back and remember what Jesus said. Look at his word, stand on his promises. The letter I, that internal is where peace comes from and not external circumstances. The letter F, we have to be reminded that future problems will happen, but we can still have peace. And then the letter T, we have to take back your peace with power. Take back your peace, P-E-A-C-E, with power. Jesus said in John chapter 14, verse 30, I don't have much more time to talk to you because the ruler of this world approaches, but he has no power over me. And, you know, I love when Jesus said that, you know, I willingly lay my life down. And that he could call angels if he wanted, and he could have been protected, but he willingly lay his life down. I want you to know that Satan has no power over you either if you're a follower of Jesus. Stephen Furtick has a great church, Elevation, down in Charlotte, North Carolina. And I want to share some quotes from him that I recently read that really encouraged me one day when I was a little discouraged and struggling maintaining my peace. He said, what if the thing that produces your pain is the very thing that God will use to release his power? And then he also said, the challenge in front of you is an indication of the power within you. And then he said, let your confidence be in the fact that God is close enough to catch you. So we can trust God and we can have power in that, that no matter what happens in our lives, that God will catch us and that he is with us. And one of the things my dad would say, and I remember after he became a follower of Jesus and around the age of 50, and he would pray for things. And that morning before he left for work, and soon he'd get there in the first hour, just things would kind of blow up. And he would just look up and say, Satan, you're not going to steal my joy. Satan, you're not going to steal my joy. And then he also would say sometimes when things happened that were trying to get my peace and could get me upset and angry and discouraged, he'd say, son, don't let that get in your spirit. Don't let that get in your spirit. And that's one of the ways you can maintain peace. If you don't let what's happened externally to you on the outside get inside. Okay? If you say, no, I know it doesn't look good right now, but Jesus is with me, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And Jesus said that I'm with you, and in me you will have peace that the world cannot give. So don't be troubled or be afraid. We're out of time, but if you've been blessed by this program, I want to encourage you to share it with somebody today. You can go to our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today.
Thank you for listening to Hope Is Here podcast. To listen to one of our previous programs or to make a tax-deductible donation, please go to our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today.
Do you have goals and ideas, but life always seems to get in the way? Do you need to hit a reset for this year? Hi, I'm Twyla Brown, and on May 22nd, I'll be in Lexington hosting a workshop called Cue the Confetti, Preparing to Celebrate Your Best Life. I'll help you define what matters most in your world so that you can create a life that points you towards your goals while protecting your priorities. In this workshop, you'll learn how to create a vision board and strategically plan your week, month, and year like a business. To find out more information, visit online at twylabrown.com. That's twylabrown.com. I can't wait to meet you.